Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, District 1 Radio. My name is Larry Stubbs and I'm your host for this evening's broadcast. Well, tonight we'll be talking to the District 1 Kickstart winners for the Kickstart Challenge. And if you're wondering what that's all about, well, let me tell you that these club winners are the first 10 to add four new or dual or reinstate members between January the 1st and February 29th, 2016. Now, what did they win? Well, you may be asking yourself. But they won the choice of a $25 gift card at selected stores toward the club's next party or open house. The first five clubs to win the challenge will also win the top. Good evening and welcome to blogtalkradio.com, District 1 Radio. My name is Larry Stubbs and I will be your host for this evening's broadcast. And this evening we're going to be talking to the District 1's Kickstart winners, the clubs who added four new dual or reinstated members between January 1st and February 29th. Now, they will win a $25 gift card for selected stores toward their club's next party or open house. Now, the first five clubs to win the challenge will also win a District 1 officer who will bring a special treat to the party or open house and serve in any capacity that your club chooses. Now, that's pretty wonderful. I'm sure that the trio will have a grand time serving the clubs, the first top five clubs. This evening we'll be talking to the first five clubs, which are Coachmasters, Century City Toastmasters, Bruins Toastmasters, Herbalife Toastmasters, and Cedar Sinai's MCs. On the line we have with Century City Toastmasters, John White, whose number is 818-749-9596. John, are you there?
I am here, Larry. How are you?
I'm great, John. Thank you for being with us this evening. Now, John, I do have
one question
that I want you to answer this evening. This is like table topics, okay? You have 2 minutes to answer this question. Well, John, what I want you to do is just tell us a little bit about your club and what makes your club so great that you guys were able to add four new members, dual or reinstated members, between those prescribed dates, January 1st and February 29th.
Well, let me just say this, Larry. Last time I was asked that question, I took 30 minutes to answer it. So this is going to be a real challenge for me. So I'll just try to stay focused and say, I'd say three Ds: diversity, depth, and drive. By diversity, we have a combination of young and older folks, liberal, conservative, male, female, variety of professions represented, law, finance, real estate, tech. Depth, we have about 30 to 40 members. Half of the members have been with the club probably five or more years. At least half have advanced designations. We have a senior board, and a lot of our members are leaders outside of the club. I think we currently have leaders who are acting in the area, the division, and definitely the district level. We have three DTMs. So that's our depth. And then lastly, our drive, we're just driven to excellence and to make sure the members improve as speakers and leaders. We have a really strong mentor program. And then the last thing, I don't know how to quite put it, but we just have high standards and high expectations. When you become a Century City Toastmasters, we're rooting for you, we're supporting you, but we expect you to do your best. And so while we expect that of members, we definitely expect that of the club officers, and just everything about the club has to be excellent. Now, we're going to fail sometimes and fall short. We're supporting you through that. And I guess the last thing, I don't know where I am in my two-minute thing, but we provide a safe and supportive environment, because it's really important for some people, this public speaking, is a real challenge and it's scary to them. So we want to make sure that it's a safe and that they're supportive so they come back. The only way you're going to get better as a speaker is to keep on speaking. And then the last thing, we're family. I mean, we care deeply about each other and we're committed to each other. So that's it in a nutshell. I hope did I hit the green light yet?
You did.
Okay. That's my answer.
Well, John, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And the District 1 officer that will be assigned to your club will bring a special treat to your club. So just be prepared for that. And you know that they are not really adaptable to hard work. So put them to work when they get there. Okay, John? Thanks a lot for your comment. All right. All right, John. Thanks a lot.
Have a good night.
You too. All right. And our next speaker, or our next club winner representative, is from Bruin Toastmasters, Kai Chan, whose number is 718-826-660-7188. Are you on the line, Kai?
Yes. How, Larry? Good evening.
Hi, Kai. So, Kai, just like I asked John, you have the same two and a half minutes to tell us about your wonderful club. What makes it great?
Sure. Bruin Toastmasters has 30 members right now. We are a diverse group of members from the UCLA community, including both students and staff members. We are a very good resource for practicing their speeches for both students and staff. For example, students, they can talk about not only other topics that interest them, but also, for example, students, when they have homework, when they have projects, they can use Outcrop as a good place for practice. Also for staff, they can talk about, say, their work and their project and so on. Our meetings follow closely with the school's quota system. For example, in January, there tend to be a lot more members looking to join to give a great start of their quarters as well as to kickstart their year.
Okay.
That makes the club really great.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Kai, and I really appreciate you sharing with us this evening a little bit about your club, what makes it great. And we hope that when one of the district officers come to your club and bring you a special treat, that you would put them to work so that they will know what makes your club great, and they will be recognized, your club will be recognized even further down the line. Well, Kai, thank you so much for chiming in with us this evening. And we hope to hear more from Bruin Toastmasters in the future. Thank you.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Again, this is Larry Stubbs from, I didn't mention my club. My club is Praise Masters. I know you guys didn't want to hear that, but hey, what we're doing this evening, I'm hosting this radio broadcast. These are the Kickstart winners from the Kickstart Challenge from the District 1. And we're talking to the first five clubs that won, and their special prize is a visit from one of the district officers who will bring a special treat to their party or open house and serve in any capacity that your club chooses. Now, I just want to mention again that the club open the what they receive as a gift was a $25 gift card from one of the following: Starbucks, the Corner Bakery Cafe, Panda Express, Little Caesars, the Cheesecake Factory, Domino's Pizza, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Panera Bread, Papa John's Pizza, Pizza Hut, Subway, Whole Foods, Chipotle, the Mexican Grill, a Target, or Walmart. Now, I would like to have a $25 gift card from any one of those. And next, we're going to be talking to the representative from Coachmasters. Hopefully they're on the line. Hartmut Eggert, whose number is 818-261-7746. Are you there? Hartmut. So Coastmasters isn't on the line yet, so we're going to go to our next representative, which is Kimberly Ricks from Herbalife Toastmasters. Last four digits is 7220. Are you there, Kimberly?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for asking. Now, Kimberly, your club has won, and you know you're going to be getting a district officer who will bring a special treat to your club party or open house and serve in any capacity that your club chooses. I'm pretty sure you guys are going to need to think about what you're going to have them do, right? But, Kimberly, right now what I want you to do is just tell us a little bit about your club. What makes your club so wonderful, and what makes it so great? How were you guys able to attract four new dual or reinstated members between January 1st and February 29th this year?
Well, thank you, Larry. First and foremost, I want to make sure that I give a shout out to the board, who is instrumental in actually recruiting new members and maintaining members, and most specifically, our membership chair, Kim Davis. She's done a great job. Everyone has done a great job, but Kim is following up. I apologize. My phone is beeping. So what I want to tell you about is that we have awesome members, and I'm so excited about the momentum in the club right now. I just know that everyone is doing their best to encourage all of the new members, and existing members are acting as mentors. So we're really excited about the momentum, because we have struggled in the past, and recently we've had this great surge of very dedicated new members and existing members always. But we're a lunchtime corporate club, so sometimes
right.
It's hard for people to dedicate that lunch hour. We love our food, and sometimes people do not want to separate with that time. But what we have is, when we get new members, generally they're like, I really want to improve my public speaking and leadership skills, so they're
mm-hmm.
willing to dedicate that hour to us. So we make that hour a powerful hour and give our members the most opportunity and most whatever we have. We give them everything so that they can improve their speaking skills and leadership skills.
Well, obviously you guys are doing something very special over at Herbalife, and I want to thank you so much for being on the broadcast this evening to share with us exactly what it is that you guys are doing over there. And remember that you do have an opportunity to have one of the district's top three, one of the trio, to come to your club. And when they do arrive, remember that they're going to have a special treat for you, right, and to serve at any capacity at your function. So, Kimberly, thank you so much for participating this evening, and good luck to you going forward.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Right, you're welcome. All right, so now moving on to our next top five winner from the Cedars-Sinai MC Toastmasters. We do have Elissa Rosenberg, whose last four digits are 6641. Elissa, are you on the line? Okay, so we're going to come back to Coachmasters and Cedars probably later on in the broadcast. But right now we're going to continue on, because we do have other winners on the line that won't have an opportunity to have one of the district officers, the top district officers, come to their club and serve in any capacity. But they are winners nevertheless, because they did win a $25 gift card as well. On the line we have Deja Wesse. Last four digits, 1782. Deja, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
How you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Deja. Now, you have the same question to ponder and ask and to answer for me, excuse me. Now, Deja, we'd like to know about your wonderful club, what makes it great, and how are you able to get four new members between the designated dates of January 1st and February 29th of this year?
Okay. Well, thanks for having me first. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
What's great about Westside Toastmasters is our diversity. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Getting some feedback here. Okay. What's great about Westside Toastmasters is our diversity. We are diverse when it comes to age, race, ethnicity, socioeconomic background, profession, even level of speaking. Also, of course, the range of how long people have been members of Toastmasters. Of course, we have the new members, and we also have a range of members who have been members of Toastmasters for 3 years plus.
Right.
And what's great about that is that every night a guest can come in and see someone go up there and not be able to barely make it through a minute and a half of a table topic speech, but then someone else can come up and give what might be an award-winning table topic speech. So it's very inspiring. We offer, of course, that comfortable, supportive environment. But what's also great about the diversity is that you can come into our meeting any given night and hear some insightful anecdote from somebody from a completely different walk of background of life. And
Wow. You
can, you know, get that inspiring feeling. It's a food for thought type of thing. And it's that is really a great thing about our group. But also, we're very warm and welcoming. We're very open. And it's interesting that we're having this conversation now, because just last week we had a guest come in and she arrived early, and we're sitting there talking to her for about 10 minutes. And you could see the surprise on her face, and she had to vocally express to us how she had visited other Toastmasters groups in the area, and no one had been as welcoming and as open and as hospitable to her as we were. And
right.
I think that speaks volumes. I think that speaks volumes for our group. We're very warm and open. And I think that's what makes our group special.
Great. Well, Deja, thank you so much, man, for speaking to us this evening and just giving us some insight to your club and how you guys were able to be successful during that special kickoff challenge time.
No problem. Thank you.
Remember that you do have a $25 gift card that you can pick up from the district at any time. And again, thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing your club in the future with future awards, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Larry. Have a good night.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our next speaker on the line tonight for Long Beach Gavel Club number 2 is Roger Cota, whose last four digits are 0076. Roger, are you there?
Yes, Larry, I am here.
How you doing, Roger? Long time no hear.
Yes, good to talk to you.
Well, Roger, congratulations on your club being one of the top 10 clubs to add four new members between January the 1st and February 29th of this year. Of course, you're going to receive a $25 gift card at the selected stores that I mentioned before. But, Roger, right now I want you to do me a favor and just tell me a little bit about your club. What makes it great, and how are you able to get those new members?
Well, we just last week celebrated Long Beach Gavel Club number 11, our 83rd birthday as a Toastmaster club. And
okay.
We have a great distinction being able to say that. Not many clubs can make that kind of a claim. So we're very
Absolutely.
Proud of the longevity and long heritage that we have. Listening to the other people talking about their clubs, I think some key points about our club is we, too, are also very welcoming to guests that come to our club. We advertise heavily on Meetup and Facebook page, and we get a lot of people from the Meetup page to visit us. The VP of Membership and the Sergeant at Arms is right on the spot when they come in the door. They welcome them. They give them a guest packet. They introduce them around. So the guests are made to feel at home right away. The guests also see a very well-run, solid, organized meeting. And frequently at the end, when we ask them for their comments, the guests do note how well-organized the meeting was for them. And
right.
They weren't expecting that. We have a two-hour meeting, so we really can get a lot of work done in that 2 hours. And the guests are also impressed by the support that the speakers receive from the evaluators and just among each other in general, where the guests comment of how supportive the members are with one another and how they feel that this would be a really good club to begin to develop their communication and leadership skills.
Okay. Well, Roger, I thank you so much. I really appreciate you sharing with us this evening the things that makes your club so wonderful, so great. I know that Long Beach Gavel has been around for a while, and I do know that they have some really, really experienced speakers. So for you to say that you're warm and welcoming and that new members come and find a great place to grow is just a testament to the longevity of your club and the success of your club. So, Roger, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you sharing with us, and much success to you and Long Beach Gavel in the future.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Again, this is Larry Stubbs with the District 1 radio with the Kickstart Challenge for this Sunday afternoon. We're going to be talking next to Abby Satz from Funny Bones. The last four digits is 3017. Are you there, Avi? Okay, so moving right along. Next, we'll be talking to Tony Jacobson from Fox Talks. Toastmasters, last four digits is 1287. Are you there, Tony?
Yes, sir. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Tony. How are you this evening?
I'm doing so good. It's so great to hear everybody on the show.
Yeah, it is. This is a great forum and opportunity for people to let everybody, especially across District 1, know everything they can about their club. So I'm going to ask you the same question about your wonderful club, what makes it great, and how are you guys able to attract 4 new members from January the 1st to February 29th?
Well, I think, we're just like all the other groups, how they've been saying. Our club is very diverse. We have all different types of people. We have all different ages, young to old. We've got Bert Epstein. He's been the Toastmaster for 62 years, and he shows up to every meeting. And actually, we have a great section of our meeting that features him giving his wisdom and tips and knowledge. And I think that, when guests come, they really enjoy seeing him and just hearing about all of his knowledge. It's a really great portion of our meeting that we have. Again, our group is very supportive. We have a lot of fun in our meetings. We run a tight meeting. It's 1 hour every Friday morning from 8 to 9. We're on the Fox Studios lot. So, the conference room that we have our meeting in, we got to be done by a certain time because TV executives are ready to come in there and have their meeting. So we run a tight ship,
right.
but we still have fun, and we're very supportive. We have a lot of guests that come in via word of mouth because our members love Fox Talks. Fox Talks rocks, as we like to say, and a lot of guests come in via word of mouth, and they have a great time, and they see how supportive we are of everyone that speaks and everyone that evaluates. And we also have a great system of just announcing our VP of membership, who is Krista Jackson this year. We have a great system where we point her out every meeting. We make sure that all of the guests know who to talk to at the end of the meeting if they want to join. We also point out our member chair, Matt Robinson, and we talk about our board and we talk about how to become a member. So it's very easy for somebody who is a guest to quickly sign up if they want. And our biggest thing at the beginning of this year was doing a lunch and learn, which was held at the Fox Studios, and that I personally put that together. And we held a lunch and learn. We invited the Fox employees to come and learn about Toastmasters and how Toastmasters can help them improve in their personal lives and in their work lives and in their careers. So we signed up a lot of members from that. And, you know, we're busy on social media, and we like to spread the word. So that's how we've gotten our membership so strong these first few months.
Well, Avi, thank you so much, man. You know, I really appreciate you sharing with us to let us know that how you guys did it exactly, and hopefully we can pick up some tips from you and so that we can grow our clubs as well. Congratulations on getting at least 4 new members since January the 1st. And remember that you do have a $25 gift card coming to you.
Thank you so much, Larry.
You're welcome. You have a great evening now. Thank you.
You too.
All right. Okay, so now we're going to be talking to a member from El Segundo Toastmasters, Melinda Mason, whose last 4 digits are 9506. Melinda, are you on the line?
I am, Larry. How are you?
Hi, Melinda. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Nice
great.
To be
I'm
part
so
of
happy
it.
To hear that. Now, Melinda, congratulations on your club getting at least four new members from January the 1st to February 29th and being a member of the Kickstart 2016 Challenge. Now, Melinda, tell us a little bit about your wonderful club, what makes it great, and how you guys were able to actually get these new members to come to you.
First of all, we're a very supportive club. We have a lot of long-term members, and they encourage the newer members to expand their communication and leadership skills. A lot of our members will sit next to guests so that they could tell them what's going on with the club and answer any questions they have. And we recently elected another officer, which is actually an official officer, and it's a mentor chair, and that's Mel Hadley, and she's fabulous in hooking members up with our newer members so that they can help mentor them through their first 3 speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And as other people have said, we're a diverse group, so we have people from all different professions, different age groups, so that helps you get a different feedback, different opinions from people, and we always learn, even the members that have been at the club for a couple of years.
Right.
We're a fun club, and as others have said, we're warm, we're friendly. We just want people to get to know us and just see how the club is run. We are in a lunch meeting, as a couple of others have mentioned, so we are on a tight schedule.
Right.
And it's really a good group of people. A lot of people have been members for 10 years, 8 years, and that really has helped get the newer members and encourage them to stay on and be part
of
the club.
Okay, Melinda, I got to wrap up here, but I want to thank you for being a part of our broadcast this evening. Congratulations to your club, and thanks to all of the participants this evening. All right, so now this is Larry Stubbs with District 1 Radio signing off this evening. Bye, everybody.
Bye.